sort of came out of nowhere because I didn't really know much about it at all. I think it was actually my mum that might have suggested it, but I read a book called Threads of Lie by Claire Hunter, which is all about like history told through like textiles basically. And I've always been quite into like fashion history and like social history, and then I've kind of got more into like visual culture type stuff as a branch of history as well. And she said about it and was like, oh, this sounds really interesting. And I read the book and I really liked it as well.
And what did you think?
Yeah, I kind of brought out that idea and I was like, oh, maybe I'll do the banner thing. And then I saw that this book had like just come out as well. This book on the
Woman for Peace
made,
and yeah,
which I thought was perfect. And I thought like I could maybe try and use that. And I've always liked, I did oral history for my undergraduate as well. So like for me, that's like what I want to do. So I was like, oh, perhaps I'll.
And had you heard of Greenham at all before?
I can't even think now. I feel like I'm so involved in it now.
Yeah,
it's really hard to think
time that you didn't
about
know about it.
I think I maybe did know a bit of what it was, but I must have done because I did like a feminism module in second year, and I'm sure we talked about it a bit then.
Great.
When it was like the conflicts between like kind of second wave feminists and women camping there and that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I remember we definitely did that, but I didn't really know much about like the art and the amount of art and things that was produced there. I just sort of thought they camped out.
Do you think about it now? What does
it seems like? I mean, it seems kind of crazy. I feel like I don't know if I'd have done it.
Really?
But, like, I think I'd have maybe visited.
Sure.
I definitely wouldn't have camped out, but. Like, I always admire, like, people that take the plunge and do something like that. It's the same with, like, the suffragettes. Like, I wouldn't have done all of the stuff that they did, but I still think it's cool to, like, read about it and stuff.
What difference do you think art... Because I feel like, my background's a performer, so I was very taken by how they used song.
Yeah.
But now I know more about it. I'm like, well, they used all art, actually. Yeah. Like, say, textiles and painting, and they were so creative.
Yeah.
Do you feel that was a big, that was a defining part of their...
I think a little bit, yeah, because it's sort of, from what I've kind of gathered, and I'm hoping that the interviews will, like, bring it out a bit, but, like, I'm hoping to kind of see whether, like, the process of doing art together was almost like a solidarity and, like, collective kind of building experience. That's sort of what I'm hoping to see if the interviews will bring out, because, like, I sort of feel like... There's been stuff sort of written about like women using, you know, doing art together, all from different angles, whether it's like just making posters or like even like in the past like doing embroidery together and things in the sort of Tudor periods and stuff. So
anything that gets women sitting around talking can be a radical act,
like even
can't
like
it?
Stitch and bitch sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saying, like doing knitting and
things.
So I thought of. So there's been quite a few other examples of like women who've done in not necessarily banners, but who've done like other art for protest kind of things. Like I think big thing I found was in Chile when it was like in the dictatorship, and they like did loads of stitches of like scenes and things depicting like life under the dictatorship, and that's become really famous as well.
Which would be a very dangerous thing to do at that time as well, wouldn't it?
So there've been like a few other examples, and I'm kind of getting into it. I must say I'm still like kind of developing it and everything, because it's never really anything I did like at undergrad either. It's quite new. I'm like kind of.
I love the fact that you're weaving Greenham into that. It's really exciting, and that it will weave stuff back into you. I'm sure.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, but I think I find it interesting as well because like I don't really, so like I'm sort of musical. Like I write songs and stuff, but like I don't really do like in terms of arty stuff. I like really don't consider myself like arty in that way. Like I don't think I'm very good at like visual things, so I don't know why it is that I'm really interested in that, because it's not like I would go around making
posters
stuff
or banners
like that
yourself
myself. But they just look really, I think maybe I just look and think, oh, these all look so nice, like I could never do this.
You'll have to come and join us in a minute for some craft viz, and Caroline can prove to you that you can do it.
Yeah.